fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome to Common Sense Radio. It's Thursday night. It's 8 p.m. Central Daylight Savings Time, and you're right where you should be, in front of your radio or streaming at fmtalk1065.com or listening on that cool TuneIn app on your smartphone, wherever you are. We are glad you're joining us for Common Sense Radio, like you should every Thursday night at 8 p.m. because you need to sift through the propaganda, the fake news, find out what's really going on, and discuss the really salient and important issues of the day. And that's what we do here at Common Sense Radio, where we on FM Talk 106.5, where we turn up your voice, and we're so glad to be here. And every week it is always somewhat miraculous that we return to the airwaves. You would think by now that the FCC, the FBI, NSA would have found us, would have gotten us, carted us off, silenced us, censored us. I mean, you'd think Facebook, Google, and Twitter would have done that by now, but no, they have not. We've evaded them for almost 10 years, and a lot of that has to go to the very cunning and stealthy techniques and tactics and talents of our engineer. And even though we have a young engineer in, while our beloved Mark Holliday is away, he has adapted quickly. He's seen the adversity. He's seen the challenges, and he has kept us steps ahead of the FCC. So we are here, crisp and clear, coming to you with sanitized electrons every week due to the great efforts, Herculean efforts, of our budding engineer, Ian Blair.
Thank you, Pete, calling me the audio ninja, I think.
The
audio snake guy is there. What's going on, everybody? It's your man, Ian Blair, the producer extraordinaire, once again, behind the board. And now, because we don't have
No
adult supervision. Teresa Taylor is not in tonight, so we're behind the mic.
That's right. Ian is up with the old man. It is the old and the young for you. Without adult supervision, the boys are in studio without adult supervision. Our director of quality assurance and head of the research department, co-host, executive producer, Gold Star Wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor, is out on assignment. I think it's a fun assignment wherever she's at. We miss her. Nearly as much as you, the listener, will miss her over the next hour as we proceed unsupervised.
And there's going to be a lot of, shall we say, new tactics involved?
Yes, we'll see. We're going to uncharted territory. All right, we've got lots for you tonight. I've got a lot of different little things. I mean, we're going to kind of quick review from 4th of July, how much Democrats show they hate the United States. Trump's trying to take on Goliath. He's filed a lawsuit against big tech for freedom of speech. We're going to get into the government's coming to your door to check your vaccinations. And crime is out of control. So what's the answer? Gun control.
Of course.
And I have this week's column. We're going to get into that. This week's column is a barn burner. It's LGBTQ+. Where is the P? Ooh, we're going to get into that one. If you have not read it at renewamerica.com, I highly recommend it. It's getting shared a lot. We're getting a lot of feedback. It is a barn burner, and we will get into that here during the show. So let's open up. 4th of July was pretty good. We went down, watched the fireworks down in the river, had a good show.
Yeah.
Kids, Trent loved it. It was awesome. You know, as the coverage went over the holiday weekend, it's just sad that we have such a great heritage, such great traditions, such great values, that we have so many people in the entertainment and media maligning them, and the Democrats just showing that they really basically hate the United States. They hate the Constitution. I mean, NPR was running their little specials about the 4th of July, and their special was how flawed our founding documents were. On our day of independence, that was their take, how flawed our founding documents are.
So that's basically like saying making a low light reel of somebody and sending it to them as a birthday gift.
Yeah,
what kind of logic is that, y'all? Come on.
No, it was bad. You saw a lot of it. Then probably the worst, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but probably one of the worst was that freshman congresswoman from Missouri, Cori Bush. She got out there, made a speech somewhere, and said, "The Independence Day. This is about white independence. We got nothing to celebrate. This is only about whites celebrating their independence." And I'm like, how awful is it to say that? Because there are a lot of black Americans who have served this country, have fought and died. I mean, I can think of all sorts of people who have tremendous experiences and are enjoying liberty and freedom of this country. Minority, white, whatever, doesn't matter. And it's, to me, it's a slap in the face for a lot of black Americans who fought and died. And I mean, one just popped into my head. If you remember, and y'all have to go Google this, James McEachin. He's an actor. If y'all remember, he was in a couple of the Smokin' the Bandit movies. Okay. Back in the 90s, they had that Supreme Court show. Remember, they had a show called First Monday in October or something like that. It was, I think, and the black Supreme Court justice was played by James McEachin. And I bring him up because he has ties to Mobile. James McEachin was a Korean War veteran. James McEachin, in 2002, when we honored the Korean War veterans as the Patriot of the Year for Mobile Bay Area, I forgot how we found him, but we contacted James McEachin, and he came and gave the keynote address for the Veterans Day celebration honoring all Korean War veterans. And actually, we brought him back again, and we made him the Patriot of the Year because he does a lot for veterans. He goes out, he does a lot, he goes to USO tours, does a lot, been a Hollywood actor. He's a conservative. But he fought in Korea, and he has a harrowing tale. I can't do it justice. When he tells it, you're riveted, of him being wounded. His platoon got ambushed, and almost everybody got killed, and he was mortally wounded. And there was a guy in his platoon who apparently, when the fighting was a white guy, disappeared. The way James tells it, he thinks the guy ran when they were overran. He ran away. Everybody was killed. James McEachin was like the only one. He was almost mortally wounded. Obviously not mortally because he survived. And this guy came back, this white guy, and carried him out back to where he could get medical attention. And that's the only reason he survived. And then he never saw that guy again. He disappeared. But that's a story of Americans, no matter what color, who fought for this country, for freedom, for liberty, not just for this country, but for the Korean people. And to me, that's such a slap in the face for Cori Bush to say stuff like that. Because I'm going to tell you, James McEachin, who's a great, who's still alive, he's almost 90 years old. I haven't talked to him in a few years. I used to talk to him every now and then. Great American. Loves this country, fought for this country. He's here. It hurts my heart when people say stuff like that. And I guess I'll cap this part out with, why would you listen to Cori Bush? Why wouldn't you listen to Frederick Douglass? And I would remind all of you out there, Frederick Douglass, if you don't know who he is, you need to Google that one right now because your public education really failed him. Frederick Douglass was a slave. Frederick Douglass managed to buy his freedom. I can't get into all the details of it. And then he became an abolitionist. He worked with Abraham Lincoln. He was a lifelong Republican. When he first bought his freedom and became politically active, he initially didn't have much love for the United States of America because he had been enslaved. But he had bought his freedom, moved up to Massachusetts, but he studied the Constitution. And after studying the Constitution, he decided the Constitution was indeed the framework for freedom, liberty, and justice for all, and that if we would actually abide by what was written for all people, it is the framework, it is the touchstone that we should all adhere to and uphold. And he spent the rest of his life defending the Constitution of the United States and working to get the United States to honor the Constitution and live up to it. I want to say he wound up being the Postmaster General at one point. He wound up becoming very wealthy, but he lived it, he learned it, and his conclusion was our Constitution is the framework, is the bedrock, is the foundation for freedom. And folks, I pick Frederick Douglass over Cory Bush, and I hope you would too. If you haven't, if you don't know this story, you need to Google it, because I really, like, encapsulated, didn't really do it justice, because there's, you know, all that other crap, because all came out this weekend too. You know, the U.S. women's soccer team turned its back on the national anthem, and a 98-year-old World War II veteran who played the national anthem on a harmonica. How impolite, how coarse, how crude to do that. It's just sad that that's where we've come, and we take this stuff. We shouldn't take it lying down, and it just makes me sad. Why are people paying for the American team if they hate the United States? Play for somebody else. All right, we'll be right back. We got lines open. Text us, 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. We have lines open at 251-343-0106, or you can text us at 251-343-0106. Somebody from Florida texted in. You know, it's time to quit being sad about these idiots. It's time to call them out. I agree, it's time to call them out. And from Ricky's new number, hello, Pete. I'm Ricky, and I'm sorry to be late to the real news, and I love your heart and passion for our country and our freedoms. Thank you, Ricky, for listening and taking time to text us. A little grab bag of different things that are going on around out there. Biden's withdrawing our troops, I guess, within a month from Afghanistan. And, you know, I'm not going to necessarily slam him for that. I don't know that they really – what kind of real good plan they have for that. But if you don't have a plan to win, a long-range plan, bring our troops home. There should be no American lives lost on a foreign battlefield if you cannot clearly state the objective. Now, we've been there 20 years. It is time to come home. So, and it's probably not going to end well, but I'd rather Americans come home and not die there. So there Absolutely. You go. How's that for bipartisanship? I'm not slamming Biden for bringing home the troops.
Just a little give and take.
I mean, there's no reason to tear him up about that, because I really can't sit here and go, oh, that's really bad. You know, in the long run, it might be bad because the Taliban's going to take over Afghanistan again, and it's going to turn into the hellhole it was. I don't know that it ever stopped being that, but and it may start exporting terrorism again, but we'll just have to deal with it when it happens. But to just sit there in perpetuity losing American lives is foolish at best, and just really sad to do that. The Haitian president was assassinated. I know that hit a lot of news, and people are, oh, a world leader was assassinated. But I got to tell you, Haiti's a basket case, folks. Haiti's been a basket case. For those, there's another one. Here's more homework. If you have not Googled it, Google the founding of Haiti. Haiti was basically a slave colony for sugar. And the conditions were pretty bad for the slaves down there. And in 1803, I can't remember the guy's first name, but a guy by the name of Toussaint led a slave revolution. And it was really pretty nasty. They really hacked people to pieces. But they basically threw off their plantation masters and all that. And they achieved independence in 1803. And they have been independent since 1803. And they have been a basket case that 200 plus years. They have never gotten their act together. And another little bit of trivia for you to look up. People may not know. Do you know who administered Haiti for about 15 years? I think I'm not going to get the years right, from about 1915 to 1930. Do you know who went in and actually administered Haiti from Port-au-Prince, collected the revenues, and tried to help the government be put together? The Department of the Navy. The Navy and the United States Marine Corps actually ran Haiti for about 15 years because it was such a basket case, and they tried to help them collect their revenues, you know, their tariffs and stuff to try to stand up their government. Yeah, it was terrible. But there's interesting chapters of Marines being stationed in Haiti to try to restore order, and they actually ran the place for about 15 years. It's a basket case. It's sort of a byline in all of this. Okay. The other big news out there. So has anybody out there gotten a knock on the door from the Biden administration to ask if you've been vaccinated?
I don't think I have as of yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if that trip comes around soon.
That's crazy. Why is the government coming around to ask if you've been vaccinated? Where are the HIPAA laws on that? Where's the privacy on that? And really, what businesses are there? Although the Health and Human Resources or whatever it is, HHS, whatever that stands for, Secretary Becerra came out and said, it is absolutely the government's business to know who's been vaccinated and who's not. I don't think so. The Constitution doesn't give you that. You don't have authority over our lives. You don't know that. You have no right to that. I mean, talk about an intrusion. We kind of laugh at these things, but you got to pause and think for a second about the things that they say. That is truly frightening that the government thinks we should come and talk to you about whether you've been vaccinated or not. We're going to go door to door. I mean, that sounds like something out of the Soviet Union or communist China. We are still sovereign people. We get to make our choices of what we want to do or not want to do. You can make your case, come out, say, look, here's the vaccine. We need to do this or do that, and here's why. But they have no right to force us to do anything. We never gave them that authority. And these are little things that should scare the pants off of every American when they say stuff like that. Of course, this is not as bad as about a week or two ago when Joe Biden basically taunted the American people and said, hey, your guns aren't good enough. The government's got F-15s and nukes. What? I mean, when he said that, folks, if you weren't listening, that is the greatest case for the Second Amendment I've ever heard. When the government says, oh, we've got F-15s and nukes. You don't want to try coming at us. You're supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, for the people. And if you need weapons to keep us in line, you no longer have our consent to govern. These things should scare you. I know it sounds kind of laugh about it. Let's see. Daniel Texan, major breaking news. Border Patrol has busted a truck with 80 sheets of 3/4-inch plywood hidden in a shipment of cocaine because the plywood is more valuable than cocaine. And from Florida, we have, they aren't looking for vaccinations. They are looking for resistance. That is exactly right. And for everybody, if you want a vaccination or not, that's an individual choice. Absolutely. But it's none of their business whether you want it. And Florida Texter is absolutely right. They are looking for resistance. And then he adds on there, nukes on your own people. That says enough. Get him out of office. All right. We got a intrepid caller here on line one. Let's see. Who do we have?
Let's go.
Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, this is Ricky. Can you hear me?
Ricky, go ahead.
Yeah, I was on earlier today with Sean, and I was trying to tell him what was in the mRNA medical devices and how the spike protein is a toxin that they were deceived by the spike. They thought the spike protein wasn't a toxin, but now they know it's a toxin. And graphene oxide is what the whole thing's made out of.
Okay, so make sure, let me keep up with you. Are you saying that these things are in the vaccine?
Yeah. It's not a vaccine. Everybody need to quit calling it a vaccine. It's a medical device that's going to put out the T cells in it. It's got the spike protein is a bioweapon. It's a toxin. The guy that made the thing, Dr. Robert Malone, that made the mRNA device, is being blocked out from YouTube, Facebook, everywhere because he didn't know it was a toxin, and now he has demanded that it stop.
And Ricky, you're touching on the problem is we can't have an open conversation about these things. There's so many unknowns about the vaccine. And if anybody wants to challenge the vaccine or COVID or what's going on.
That's what I was calling about the HIPAA. Do you know about the HIPAA law?
Yeah, I'm vaguely familiar with it. I have a cursory knowledge. I'm not a doctor.
Well, they made it for disability because they wouldn't hire people because of their medical condition or whatever. So they made the HIPAA law so you couldn't discriminate or make people or check their medical records to see if they were able to do the job.
But now we're going to discriminate, and if you don't have a vaccination, you can't go on a cruise ship. It sounds like the military is actually moving. Or talking about, I don't know, at first they said they wouldn't, but now there's been some stories today saying the military is now considering making the vaccination mandatory. To me, that is just scary stuff because, I mean, it's almost like Mark of the Beast stuff that sooner or later, everybody, they're going to be checking you. You can't go on the cruise ship. You can't serve in the military if you haven't been vaccinated. Is Walmart going to start checking and saying, no, you can't go, you can't come in if you haven't been vaccinated or some, I don't want to pick out Walmart, but some big box or whatever. I mean, where does it end? Ricky, I guess we're out of time on this segment. We will be right back. You can tell it's not nearly as much fun when Teresa's not here. But, hey, we're doing the best we can. We got more calls and texts. And we will be back with that barn-burning LGBTQ. Where's the P? That's the column. We'll be back right after this. Call us, 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, bring aboard a very special sponsor. It is Mission First Mortgage. That's right. The housing market is hot, and if you're out there shopping for a new home, you have got to be prepared. And who is prepared? United States Marines are prepared. Brian Dewberry runs Mission First Mortgage, and he is prepared. He will get you prepared. He will get you pre-approved. He will get you qualified. You will have everything you need so when you go shopping for that house, you don't have to worry about the financing. You can make that offer. You can sign that contract and go to close and get that house because they will make a smooth process for you. They'll make it all happen. They are experts. Mission First Mortgage. They're mission-focused, mission-oriented. Their mission is you. You're financing your home. Go to Mission1STMortgageInc. That's INC.com. Mission1STMortgageInc.com. Or just simple, give Brian a call, 251-289-1141. He's got a great staff. They know what they're doing. They're very accomplished. They will get your financing done, and you won't miss out on that dream home when you find it. So give them a call at 251-289-1141. And I have this week's Reagan quote. I apologize that I do not have any audio, so you don't get to hear the Gipper say it in his own voice. You'll have to suffer through my extremely poor imitation. But this is the Reagan quote from the 12th of July, 1984, a statement released by President Reagan in 1984. Society has always regarded marital love as a sacred expression of the bond between a man and a woman. It is the means by which families are created, and society itself is extended into the future. In the Judeo-Christian tradition, it is the means by which husband and wife participate with God in the creation of a new human life. It is for these reasons, among others, that our society has always sought to protect this unique relationship. In part, the erosion of these values has given way to a celebration of forms of expression most reject. We will resist the efforts of some to obtain government endorsement of homosexuality. Boom. That was from 12th of July, 1984. a statement released. He was running for re-election, and I picked that one. You go, oh, Pete, wow, that's a weird one. Why'd you pick that? Because this week's column, and you need to go to renewamerica.com to check it out, but this week's column is LGBTQ+. Where's the P? Can anybody out there guess what the P is? Folks, the P is pedophilia. All of this LGBTQ nonsense that we've been enduring now for decades, how they've been this militant agenda that keeps its first seeped up through the sexual revolution, do whatever you want. If it feels good, do it. Where we started stripping the morality, it was all to strip away our morality, strip away our inhibitions, and make homosexuality not just tolerable, but now it's mainstream. And I know some of y'all, go there because we don't care what consulting adults do. We don't care who people want to love, as long as consenting adults and they don't hurt anybody. And that's a fair point. But here's the problem that's starting to emerge. And we knew it was coming. We suspected it the whole time, and why I've been fighting it. Folks, it's about your children. It's not just about this country. It's about your children. The LGBTQ agenda is about sexualizing your children. The ultimate destination, if you continue to slide into perversion, is pedophilia. That is what they are after. That's the P that is missing from LGBTQ. I guess maybe it's in the plus. And you say, oh, that's not true. Oh, yes, it is. That is exactly where they're going. Why are they trying to force transgenderism? I mean, look, homosexuality took decades to become mainstream. Transgenderism is becoming mainstream in like a year. They knocked on the door and they kicked it in. And the problem when you move the boundary of morality is every time you move that boundary of morality, you don't know what kind of deviant is looking over the fence clamoring to come in next. And now it's the transgender. And the transgender folks are actually exposing that the kids are the target. Why are they insisting that children who can't smoke, who we don't allow to have alcohol or drugs or nicotine, but oh, they can have hormone therapy and have surgical mutilation at a young age. I mean, kids who one day, you know, they're talking about as young as 3 and 4 years old when your kid might want to be a dog one day, but he can choose whether he wants to be a boy or a girl or whatever assortment of 137 genders. That is what they're after because we're tolerant of them. They can do, right? Homosexuality is okay. You can love whoever you want. Why are you sexualizing the children? You're sexualizing the children because if they're picking their gender and sexuality at a young age, guess what? Is it the next logical step is, well, if we're engaging and indulging their sexuality at 6 years old, why wouldn't they indulge their sexuality? Experiment with it. Be sure that you want to change your gender. This is about the children, and this is where I've had enough of the LGBTQ militant agenda. And it is militant, and it's in your face. It's pushing porn on everybody and your children. It's after your children, and the ultimate goal is pedophilia, which will destroy our society and culture. And look, the totalitarians love it. Because an immoral people need masters. And that's where all of this is headed. I recommend you go to renewamerica.com and read LGBTQ+. Where's the P? That's this week's column. And if you can't tell, I'm just fed up with it. I'm tired of seeing it. Because we now have children. And I have firsthand knowledge of children in my own family, extended family. They're not even teenagers yet, and they're talking about whether they're gay or not. Children who are not even reaching puberty shouldn't even be talking about sex or sexuality. I mean, if they can dream to be a firefighter or a nurse, regardless of whether you're a boy or girl, why do they need to experiment with their sexuality and their gender? It's sinister, it's evil, it's wicked, and it's time we fight back. All right, let's catch up on the text line real quick. This was that's a vaccination thing. Okay, we'll have to come back to these. Oh, wait, some here. We got one from Florida. There ain't but two genders, and it's simple to figure out. You simply ask any or outy. That solves the riddle right there. And Ricky says, and Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, let's go to Kevin and from Mobile, holding patiently for the last few hours. Kevin, what do you got for us?
Pete, you're on fire tonight, brother. You're on fire. God bless you. So, let me tell you what. Here's what we need to do. These clowns in Washington that do not represent American values, period, they don't even represent the United States of America. They don't believe in the Constitution. You've got the woman from Arizona. You've got her from Michigan. All of these people right there that are denouncing the United States over and over and over. How they got in, God only knows. I guess there was more dominion before we knew. But I tell you what we need to do. We need to go to a performance contract from the president of the United States right on down. If you work for the United States citizens, the government, I love when people go, well, I work for the government. I'm like, well, you work for me. You work for the taxpayer. If you pay taxes. The problem is these people that are getting votes don't pay any taxes whatsoever. You've got these people that have lived their whole life, one, two, three, six generations on welfare, on the American tit right there for the whole time of their life. And then they pass it on to their kids. And these people think that they're owed something. You know what? It's a travesty that we've allowed this to happen. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, pink, green, purple, whatever right there. You're either a good person or you're not. You're either an American or you're not. How come if America is so doggone horrible, for all these people that are billionaires on TV, from LeBron James on down right there, telling us how horrible this place is, but yet they want to count their billions of dollars.
Yep.
And if it's so bad, then why are there not thousands but millions of people crossing the border illegally to come over here and try to get a better way of life for them and their family? You know, a lot of people get PO'd right there, but if you sat there, most of these people that are coming from Central America and all of these different places that they're under totalitarian regimes, let me tell you what, the people that are here that don't love my country, and starting in Congress and Senate, you don't love this country and swear allegiance to it, then let me tell you what, let's take one of these illegal aliens and make them a legal citizen. We'll take you and send them to their place. How's that going to go over? It won't go over whatsoever. So all these people need to be on a performance contract. You don't show up for work, you don't get a paycheck. There's no way that you can make $200,000 a year and 4 years later you're a cash flow millionaire. It doesn't equate.
It's corruption.
Mathematics doesn't work that way. So let me tell you what, the people like you and I, Joe America and Jane America, all right, let me tell you what, in 22, you need to vote these clowns out, starting
yep.
local, from local, state, and federal level.
We have the power.
Glass house. They're not in the glass house. They don't wear a crown and have a golden rule. You have the power of the vote to go and vote these people out of office, put them on the skids on their rear end right there where they belong, and vote somebody in. You don't have to have political affiliation. If you want us to go for vote for dog catcher, for school board, for city council, get out there and get active. Get active in your community, in your church, in your school, and make a change. Because it's the people that started this country that made a change. They didn't like the way that good old...
And we can still make the change.
They tossed them out. And that's what needs to happen right now. These people are not speaking for 90 to 95% of the American people.
No, that's true. There's polls out there that say they disapprove of Biden's approval rating. They approve of the majority of Americans approve of election integrity. They don't approve of the open border and all. Yeah, you are right. The polls are actually, which I don't really trust them, but they're actually showing, which means it must be greater than what they're showing, that the American people in general do not support this nonsense.
Let me tell you what, we still have the power of the purse string. They've spent, I don't know how many trillions of dollars. For the next 500 years, America will be in debt unless some type of miracle happens. But let me tell you what, we have the power of the people right there. The people that pay the taxes, they're the ones that are in charge. It's not the ones out there that are frivolously using this money right here. We need to take care of a couple of things. A, let's shore our military up. I want my military fight machine to have the best of freaking everything. God bless every one of them that serve right there
right.
and died for our country. But I tell you what, it's time, people. It's time to make a change right there, and it starts with looking in the mirror.
Because they're about to overrun us.
You're either for us or against us. You are an American citizen, no matter where you came from, no matter where you came from, no matter how you got here.
That's right. Anybody can be an American citizen. It's an ideal.
No matter how you got here, this is the greatest, I call it an experiment in the world. For us to be less than 250 years old right here, look what's going on.
Yep, and we can save it.
If not...
Kevin, we're on the break. Thank you so much for calling. Great call. Thank you for always listening. We appreciate it. It is a great country, and it's stronger than we think. But it's being attacked, been being attacked, and it's time to start fighting back. And we got to do it from the grassroots level. The people have the power. We'll be right back with more calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Let me catch up real quick on the text line. Unnamed texter from Mobile or South Alabama. I'm fairly certain anyone who shows up in my neighborhood asking for a vaccination card will be tarred and feathered. We've got plenty of trees to make tarred, and I'm willing to pluck chickens when I'm out of pillows. Pretty funny. James from Florida sent in a link to the Federalist where gas prices are up 40% since January. Folks, you're feeling the pain. You're feeling the inflation. Anyway, I wanted to clear those real quick. And real quick, back to the topic we had in the last segment. If you don't believe these things are happening, why does Marvel movies, you know, the comic books, they promise many more LGBTQ characters in their upcoming movies and stuff? Why can't it just be about superheroes doing good? Why do we have to know what their sexuality is? Why do we have to get into all that? I mean, it's really disgusting, and it loses it. Chicago school systems are to provide condoms to fifth graders. Fifth graders. Think about that. We've come a long way since Leave It to Beaver. And here's the best one. The San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus just put out a new video, a new song. And they're getting a lot of backlash, so they're trying to hide it. But I think you can find it on YouTube. The San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, their new song is, "We'll Convert Your Children." They come right out and say it. We're targeting your kids. If you don't believe it, your eyes are closed. You're asleep. They're coming for the kids. And it's despicable, and it should be the last straw, and it should infuriate every American, and there should be a pushback against all this woke nonsense from LGBTQ to critical race theory and all this crap that they're trying to do to divide Americans and demoralize us. It's time to stop. All right, let's go to line one. We have David from Mobile. David, what do you got?
Hey, Pete. Thanks for taking my call. I've hardly ever listened to your show, but because I don't have time. I'm working. I'm a contractor, and I'm out doing stuff. But anyway, what I'm listening to right now is really good. And your last caller was pretty much spot on. Let me tell you, I'm an ex-Democrat. And maybe when I was a Democrat, a whole bunch of people that are Republicans today were ex-Democrats also. I'm not 100% on board with the Republican Party.
And we have that in common.
Okay, and I feel like in some ways I'm maybe socially liberal and fiscally conservative and stuff like this. I hate what's going on at the border. I hate these people standing up trying to represent this country in the Olympics and stuff like that, and they're turning their back and stuff like that. I don't really get in too much to this gay stuff, you know. Listen, I want somebody to be a good human being, a good American.
Exactly.
I want him to. I don't want him to rob, rape, steal. I don't want him. I want him to be a good steward to the earth, and whatever your sexual stuff is, keep it to yourself. Because there's plenty of pedophiles that are not gay.
Right. No. And I'm not. I'm not saying that necessarily being a homosexual is being a pedophile. But that's where the LGBTQ agenda is going. Because look, I'm not necessarily as socially liberal as really, I'm probably not socially liberal, but I'm a live and let live guy. And I was in the Navy back when we had Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And folks, we've had homosexuality throughout history. It's not going away. It's going to be there. And that's fine. It's there. It's something we deal with. All of us are burdened with certain sins, and Those people have those. Let them deal with them. But when I lived, worked in the Navy during the 90s, and we had don't ask, don't tell. And I know it was a Clinton thing, but it actually worked because there were people who were in the Navy who were gay, but they weren't in the Navy to be gay. They were in the Navy to be sailors, to serve their country. Their sexuality had nothing to do with their service to their nation. And that's the case whether you're homosexual or heterosexual or anything like that. We don't care what your personal proclivities are. We care about what your character is and what your service is. But I'm getting fed up because that's not where it's going anymore. It's gone way past that. When we're trying to sexualize our kids and put all this stuff on there, it sort of unmasks the real agenda here, and it's targeting the children. And I'm convinced now that's where they're headed. They're trying to get it to where ultimately pedophilia is not just tolerable, it's acceptable.
Yeah, I got it. And I get it. And I think a lot of other people get it too. I guess on the liberal side of me, you know, you've got with this Candace Owens, very nice lady, young lady. She happens to be an African-American. And she's actually married to a white man. I don't care about that. That can be the liberal side of things that I do or things that I think of. What I'm really concerned about is everybody that's getting killed in this country, the horrible things that's going on the border.
Yep.
The fact of the matter is that I have got to be 100% Republican or 100% Democrat. Because if the Democrat says it, the Republicans hate it. If the Republicans say it, the Democrats hate it. You know, there's a few things that I will say that you mentioned Clinton. Under Clinton's administration, and I'm not a big fan of this man, but under his administration, he had something that said 5-year limit. Look it up. 5-year limit that you can be on welfare. You take it a year at a time, 2 years, however you want to take it. But it's 5 years, and it's over with. If you don't have your stuff together by then, it's over with. He also had something that said three times of a violent felony, you're out. You don't walk the street anymore. Does that really sound like a Democrat?
Not anymore. But see, that's when we could find common ground. See, that's where I agree with you. We could find common ground. There's no reason to care. I even said, look, I'm not a fan of Clinton, but his don't ask, don't tell worked. Yeah. I said earlier, Biden's pulling the guys, the troops out of Afghanistan. I can't fault him for that. I can't slam him for that. I can't argue with that.
Right.
But you're right. That's how they divide us. They try to make it. They try to make it like Alabama Auburn football. You can never root for the other team ever.
You know, and you're right. And here Trump comes in, and he wants to drain the swamp. Well, a lot of the swamp happened to be in the Republican Party. Office.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And so, anyway, I'm not going to keep you. Listen, the common sense name. I love the name of this your show here. Common sense, because I really am not affiliated too much with the party. I must say that I tend to vote more Republican because I don't feel like I have a choice. Well, and I'm not really happy about that either.
No, I get it. And look, David, I'll make this point to you. I would be considered Republican because I'm conservative. But in the state of Alabama, for the last 10 years, as we've been trying to get reforms in education, trying to get rid of Common Core and all sorts of different things, who are we fighting? We're fighting Republicans. We're not fighting Democrats. It's the Republicans who have stonewalled us on these reforms. And there's a whole raft of other things, but it's the Republicans. And in the really bigger picture, we actually need at least two parties, because it doesn't matter which party gets a one-party rule. They're going to be corrupt and they're going to abuse it. It doesn't matter. You've got to have both parties being able to be somewhat close and able to find common ground. And right now we're polar opposites, and it's a bad place for the country. David, hey, we're out of time, but I really, really appreciate you listening. I really appreciate the call. I think we've run up against the clock. We have very little time left. I want to mention we are working with the Conservative Applied Leadership Institute or something like that. We're on the 28th of August. We are going to have a seminar here in Mobile. It's a Saturday. It's an all-day seminar. You can check it out on our Facebook page or other places. It's, I think, $40. It's an incredible seminar to learn how to be an activist, how to influence your power as a citizen. Teresa will be there. I will be there. You need to come check it out. We'll see you on the 28th. We'll see you next week. We're out of time. Honey, it's time to come home.